Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the Junkies Sports page. That's brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I don't know if we've talked about skin/commanders practice as much as we have this summer.
I don't think we have. I think it's a trend overall. Like 10 to 15 years ago, I don't think we saw all these clips of practices.
Well, it's a social media thing. It's the rise of Twitter, frankly, and people, reporters have noticed when they put their little clips up, people, they get a lot of hits.
They tune in, yeah.
I mean, you see breakdowns of everybody, like this talk about Jalen Hurts hasn't thrown an interception in practice. And yada, yada, yada. I mean, every day, if you want to look about the rookies, and how then, they're faring, you can.
Yeah, and then when you have a rookie quarterback, or especially if it's a first-round quarterback, like Jaden Daniels, that's everyone wants to talk about him. How did he look? Apparently, Daniels looked good again in the joint practice.
I think good's an understatement.
Yeah.
It's getting to the
apparently
point.
He looked great.
It's getting to the point we get into the details of it. Where Valdez and I were talking about it yesterday. I brought it up to him. I was like, the hype is almost insane, and I'm not saying it's not
even higher.
I'm not saying it's not even warranted, but I know personally, I'm setting myself up to be like crestfallen when he struggles, and he's gonna struggle. He's a rookie. He's gonna have bad games. He's gonna have bad plays. He's gonna have catastrophic things. I think he's gonna do great things too, but like yesterday, Jason, I'm sure we'll get into it. In the red zone early in the practice, Jaden threw 5 straight touchdowns.
Yeah,
on 5 straight possessions. It just all the reports you heard, the Miami people, apparently, people were bumping into Miami reporters and they were raving about him. National reporters raving about him. I think our local guys are actually trying to keep it somewhat muted because we've been through this before. But the Jaden hype is real. And I just want to make sure that me personally, I manage expectations, because what if he goes out here and just has two kind of like dud drives? Maybe doesn't connect on a few things. I can't get too, down about it.
Can't get worked
up about the
preseason.
The hype is so big, I'm expecting greatness.
And in reality, can't get worked up about anything in practice. It's practice.
Yeah.
Right? Use the Allen Iverson thing. It's practice. Some guys are going to be terrible in practice, and then regular season, they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. I think there are all kinds of combinations. But he was the number two pick. He has all that experience. It's great to hear that you're getting great things right now. The only thing is, I've said it many times now, is these quarterbacks know in practice that they're not going to get hit.
Correct.
Now, he's dealt with being hit throughout his career, so it's not something that's foreign to him, but it'll be interesting when the real bullets fly to see how he handles pressure, given that they don't have a great offensive line. And apparently his sack rate wasn't great in college when he gets pressured. So that's the one wild card. We know he can throw the ball, and we know he's athletic.
Mm.
He's going to run.
He's going to run. And
well,
that's
also, everything is raving just about work ethic, process. Mm-hmm. He's there in the building at 5 a.m. All the guys like him. He's not an all-about-me guy. He's just a humble one of the guys, but the guys are drawn to it. Like, literally, everything is like right.
Everything's going well. There's nothing negative about it. But again, like
and they
you
had
said,
a much better day as a collective, as a group. Now, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, I know Lucas practiced. Did Wiley practice?
Wiley practiced.
So they had their two tackles. That makes a big difference.
But Coleman's still out.
Coleman's still out, yeah. But they still had, I mean, Lucas is a pro.
Yeah.
So you could plug him in. You may not want him to necessarily be your starter long term, but you know, he's a pro, been around, he can do it. So that makes a big difference. Basically,
basically
had an impact.
But they were kind of counting on Brandon Coleman to be possibly the starter in week 1.
And I think he probably will be.
Well, they don't know yet.
But
they don't know.
But Lucas is a fine alternative, you know, even if it's just a few weeks or whatever.
But they did get Wiley back. So
I think it's good.
But back to the quarterback situation. So obviously they bring Trace McSorley in. And he was there. Everyone threw, all the quarterbacks threw in drills. Not all of them played in the the actual
scrimmage, for lack of a better word.
But Hartman's shoulder, you know, he had his right shoulder injury, but he was throwing in drills, so it couldn't be that bad.
Dude, this might be just what they need to stash him.
Mariota, again, he's banged up too, but he was throwing.
But they've ruled both those guys out for this week.
Correct.
And so that you means your boy Daniels, Trace.
Trace is definitely going to play.
Yeah.
So Daniel's going to play maybe a quarter. You know, we'll see how long he goes. Driscoll's going to play, and then Trace will probably play the fourth quarter.
And this is, I was talking to Jason about this before the show. Just was talking to a guy that, you know, is kind of familiar with what's going on with the team. And in his opinion, this was his summary that we were talking about Jaden and how Jaden's just blowing everybody away. It's like unanimous. Supposedly, now this is rumor.
Yeah.
Take it as rumor.
But I think he's getting it from somewhere.
Oh, he's definitely getting it from somewhere.
Yeah.
But this is just rumor. So, but the Mariota has been just underwhelming. Like they're not infatuated so far with Mariota. And that, and it kind of related to Trace. Trace has a long standing relationship with Kingsbury. If Trace could go in there and pick things up and go in there, you know, who knows what could happen?
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're going to cut Mariota,
mm-hmm.
but who knows?
I'd be surprised.
I think they're going to stash Hartman. I think this is a great thing for him.
Yeah, I mean, they gave him some change for that signing bonus.
So they'll put him on IR, maybe shut him down, save him, groom him for a year.
Yeah, but then, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how Trace looks. I mean, as long as he doesn't completely, blow a series or two and turn the ball over, maybe he's got a shot. He had a tryout with Buffalo just last week, and Joe Brady's up there, and he's got a connection with Joe Brady because Joe Brady was on the Penn State staff.
Mm-hmm.
And
connections.
Brady actually said he looked great. They thought they were going to sign him, but they ended up going with DiNucci.
Really?
Ben DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci's a bigger guy, right?
He's bigger. Yeah. I don't think he's very good, but you know, he's been in the league a while and as a backup. So
for Washington, I know that we have to talk about it. None of it really matters. It's all about Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like all those guys,
well, it does, but
they're backups. They may see the field with an injury, but if it doesn't work out for Jaden and any of those guys, pick any of them, are on the field, it's a disaster.
Yeah, but if they're going to be on the field probably for a few plays here and there at times, maybe half a game. I mean, that's probably not. What's the likelihood of Jaden playing all 17? Probably in a 10%, 20% range. So you do want to have somebody good to go in there and actually, you know, finish a game off or, you know, win a game on a one-off.
I only watched, so I don't know who posted it. I think Scott Abraham and John Keim posted some video maybe from, you know, their guys down there. But I watched a YouTube video of 11 minutes. Now it was edited, obviously, kind of all thrown together. But you couldn't really tell much. But Martavis Bryant, they were showing him a lot. Now, just in drills.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good. Who knows who the true number two is going to be. Dotson's obviously getting pushed. And we talked about this a bunch.
I mean, Dan Quinn flat out said they're in a wide receiver two competition.
Yes.
What I think has happened is they brought in one of their guys that they like in Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, by all accounts, is having a great camp. Like, he's flat. I actually thought, even though he didn't have any catches, it must have just been his special team stuff he did. Zacchaeus flashed for me watching the scrimmage against the Jets.
Right.
Not the screen, you know, whatever, the preseason game.
Right.
He actually flashed for me.
Yeah.
No,
he's definitely in the mix.
By all accounts, Diami is proving his worth, you know, for the new staff. Everyone says what they're doing with McCaffrey, they're playing McCaffrey all over the place. So they have, you know, maybe it doesn't happen right away, but they see McCaffrey, they're trying to see what McCaffrey can do.
Correct.
They're putting him in a slot. They're even putting him at running back.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving him all over the place. The guy that hasn't necessarily just popped for them in an extraordinary way so far has been Jahan.
Correct.
Not that he's been horrible.
Now maybe he plays well tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You know,
he just needs a good game or two, or you know, maybe a week of maybe kind of dominating a little bit to reassert himself. He's not in danger of being cut or anything, but he might be in danger of not playing as much as he has in the first 2 years.
Yeah. Dan Quinn said it flat out. Here's the quote. I would say we are right in the middle of the search for the number two wide receiver.
Yeah.
Right,
but I'm giving you background on what people are seeing.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens tomorrow night, but there's certainly competition for that spot.
And Dotson himself said, I'm not where I want to be.
Rookie cornerback Mike Sanderstill out of Michigan. Apparently, he had a really good day yesterday. He did not disappoint in Thursday's practice. He matched up with Tyreek Hill, broke up a pass intended for Hill in the end zone. And apparently, they're kind of calling him their best corner right now.
Mm.
So he stood out a little bit. It was a good day for Riley Patterson, the Commander's kicker. He had his best camp so far. He went 3 for 3, hit 51, 51, and 56 yarders. And remember, the Commanders released Ramiz Ahmed and Riley Patterson, who's been in the league for a while. He was with Jacksonville most recently. It looks like he's the guy, and he had a good day in camp.
He's the guy until somebody gets cut and they bring in a more experienced guy. That's what a lot of people think is going to happen. We'll see.
You always end up following what the ex Commanders kickers do. I believe last night, I'm going to check the box score.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Sly hit like a 53 yarder.
Where is Joey?
Patriots, right?
Yeah, he's with New England.
That's good. Hey, I wish those guys well. I mean, good luck to them.
There was see
exactly what it was right here, but I saw it.
Well,
last
he always
night.
Had a big leg. That was never really the issue. The issue is he going to make the 38 yarder, the 41 yarder? You know,
yeah.
That you need in the fourth quarter.
2 for 2 is a 51 yarder.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a huge leg.
So there was a preseason game last night. It was the Pats and the Eagles. Not many of the starters played for the Eagles. I don't think any of the starters played on offense for the Eagles, and a few guys on defense. So, but you know, rookie quarterback, it's all about how they look. Drake May, who played for about 5 minutes in the first preseason game, played considerable amount. I think he played for 2 quarters. 4 series. He accounted for 10 points.
So on ESPN,
overall numbers, 6 for 11 for 47 yards. All right, the yardage isn't great. He did have a rushing touchdown and a little RPO play, but apparently he threw a long pass to Javon Baker, the rookie out of Central Florida, who dropped it. So his overall yardage numbers would have been pretty nice if he caught that. But yeah, they're saying it looked good. But again, it was against backups and it's preseason. So.
Yeah, I mean, ESPN says that he played in 4 series, 25 snaps. And the results sparked hope for the Patriots' future. It says stat line, 6 for 11, 47 yards, in addition to 15 yards on 4 carries, didn't necessarily reflect the calmness of his performance as he patiently went through his progressions. And then it pointed out the deep ball that was dropped. He had a read option run for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's not going to play to start the season.
No.
Be Jacoby Brissett. I saw the end of the game, like when we got home, I put it on, and Joe Milton was in the game.
Yeah.
And this is something we know. Big dude, right? Cannon for an arm, could throw it like 80 yards. He was trucking people. Like, he was running the football. And I don't know who the commentator was. I didn't stick with it to find out who it was. It was the Patriots commentator. It was like, he's not going to be able to keep doing that. Like, he was running straight at linebackers, not sliding, taking on like all comers.
The pass from May to Baker that he dropped was right on his hands. Baker had to dive, but it was right there. It would have been a 50-yard pass. So if he catches that, then, you know, it's the overall numbers are really good.
And he's 7 for 11 for 100.
Jacoby Brissett started the game. I think he only played a series, but he threw a pick. Maybe he played 2 series, but he threw a pick.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like you said, Brissett's going to be the guy. There was something else I wanted to get into before the break, and I can't remember what it was. Baseball last night. Sorry. Phillies pounded the Nats 13-3. Was not a good day for Mitch Parker. Gave up 10 hits and 9 earned runs to get a 7th loss. He only pitched 3 innings. It was kind of interesting. A rookie for the Phillies hit for the cycle. First baseman / left fielder Weston Wilson. Hit for the cycle last night.
For him, he had a day.
That was pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Valdez, you want to pay me the $10 now? The Orioles are now 8 games up on the Red Sox after beating them 5-1 last night.
You offer a buyout?
3 more games in the series.
That's going to be an easy 10 for me. I'm just saying. I'll give you a little buyout, maybe $9.50.
Valdez didn't even realize he was doing the old emotional hedge.
Yeah, I guess he was.
And he did it because he thought it was very possible, but I'm telling you, it was an emotional hedge.
Yes, protecting his heart.
Yeah, 100%. I've been there.
And apparently there was there's a betting scandal in college sports. We've seen this a few times.
Is this with the swim team?
Yeah, Notre Dame suspended its men's swimming program yesterday for at least 1 year after an external review found members of the team violated NCAA rules by wagering among themselves on results of their competitions and failed to treat one another with dignity and respect. According to a person with knowledge of the situation, members of the team had set up a makeshift internal sports book where athletes could wager on the times posted by themselves or teammates at meets. And then athletes were not found to have bet on opposing teams.
They were just betting on each other?
Just on each other's times.
That's kind of...
But it's against the rules. So suspended for 1 year.
They say it was a group text chat. Mm-hmm. And basically the guys were joning on each other. Because it says here, team filled with derogatory remarks and messages were found. No evidence of physical hazing or abuse, but they were gambling.
I don't know. It seems kind of weak to me. I feel bad for the guys. But I do believe they can transfer and still be eligible if they want to. I thought my wife said that to me last night. She was telling me about it. So it's just suspended at Notre Dame.
They're not suspended at another school. Okay.
That's what she told me. But
possible.
Maybe she misread it. That's what she told me.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in throughout the show on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. We got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies coming up at 7. Chris Doering on college football at 7:20 here on The Junk.